Tyler Francis and his father Michael own and operate Francis Roses, one of the largest rose growers in the United States. Founded in 1987, this 2,000-acre farm is located just outside Phoenix, Arizona. Francis Roses grows more than 500 different commercial varieties of two-year budded and own root roses, in addition to over 1,000 varieties currently in development. Now, this family-run business is strongly committed to providing the best quality roses for gardens in every region across the United States. Tyler joins us today to talk about what's going on in his rose world and some exciting new roses. Now, we've seen the pictures and they are beauties. So sit back, relax, it's time for Rose Chat.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey guys, we're about to get started with our conversation with Tyler Francis. Wanted to remind you to stick around after the show credits roll for some bonus footage of a conversation we had after this show was recorded. You know, the true rose geeks that we are, Teresa, Tyler, and I began to text pictures back and forth of some roses that Tyler was sharing, and I'll tell you, it's an exciting time in the world of roses. This is just a glimpse of what's coming. Stay with us.
Hey, Tyler, welcome to Rose Chat.
Well, thanks, Teresa.
We're so glad to have you. You know, just like the David Austin Roses and the Cordis Roses, Francis Roses is a family business. Tell us how your family got in the rose business.
Well, Teresa, it started back in the early 20s, and my family came to Arizona from Georgia, and they were cotton ginners. And we used to gin cotton in Peoria and Glendale, Arizona. And then through up to 1987, and my father decided to start his own cotton farm. So in 1987, we started farming our own cotton. And in 1989, we got into the rose business. And then when I finished graduate school, my father came knocking at the door saying, "I'm ready if you're going to come work for us. Let's start now." So I moved back to Phoenix from Colorado, and it's just been not necessarily smooth sailing. It's been fun sailing since then. It's been a very exciting time.
Well, now, is this something you think your children are going to be interested in, or is it too early to tell?
Well, you know, so many things have changed in the rose industry. I keep telling my wife that, you know, our kids are going to have this rose empire to take over because, you know, with the acquisition of Certified Roses, you know, our growing operation, which has expanded twofold since I started, and the acquisition of Certified South, you know, we've just got so much going on that I hope somebody takes over. I sure hope they get involved.
Well, I think that is really exciting to keep it in the family and keep it going. Now, speaking of business, we love to hear what's going on that's new. So what's new in the business?
Well, you know, there's been quite a bit of consolidation. There has been consolidation on the grower end of things. So the growing population, the commercial growers have shrunk a bit. We lost two California growers this year. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not due to lack of business or any of that. It's just these guys were ready to retire. And so, you know, there's less growers out there. You know, nothing much has changed on the supplier side. You know, a year and a half ago, I don't know how long it's been since I've spoken with you guys, but a year and a half ago, We purchased the property just south of us, and it's named Certified South. So we now have a 500,000 square feet of greenhouses, and we're growing a ton of roses for the Texas market, as well as obviously you guys saw them in Florida and Alabama. And so we're really excited because we're now able to offer a very diverse line of roses for all segments of the population.
Well, that's good news. So you have roses for all over the country, even us in the Midwest?
Yeah, we sure do. You know, we have a packaged rose business that supplies all 50 states, except Hawaii, actually, so I guess 49 states. And we also supply Puerto Rico. And our Bud and Bloom business, supplies a big portion of the Southwest. So, you know, we're getting up in the Midwest. We have salesmen up there. They're selling bare root roses up there. So I think we'll be able to send some your way for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, I was never so excited as 2 weeks ago. I walked into my local Costco and saw Miracle on the Hudson shrubs.
You know what? I'm so happy to hear that, and I got your message on that, and I'm so happy that they made it there. And, you know, with everything that Certified has done, we're able to deliver a quality product and a lot of value to the customer at an affordable price. And that's what's really important here, because we want you guys to plant a lot of roses, but more importantly, we want you to plant good roses. And Miracle on the Hudson fits that bill every day.
Yeah. Well, it certainly does. I mean, from the time we first laid eyes on it during the Biltmore Rose Trials to Teresa's been growing it for, I guess, 2 years now. And to walk into that store and see them, and they were all in full bloom, and we stood there and talked to everybody who came by about them, and it was a lot of fun. We sold about 10 shrubs, and I don't even work for Costco.
Well, they've made it to the Midwest, too. I walked into my local garden center, and they were running me down. My grandson's name is Hudson, and they do know about the Biltmore situation, too. So they were running me down to tell me, guess what we have? Our grower has Miracle on the Hudson, and we bought all that they had. I haven't seen them yet,
fantastic.
But they're coming. It's a little early here, but they're coming.
That's fantastic to hear. And to let you guys know, in the pipeline is a pink Miracle on the Hudson, which is more doubled. So, as a matter of fact, it's a sister seedling. It was the second seedling that came out of that cross, and we are producing like mad. Certified, as a matter of fact, just partnered up with Euro American in California. They're in San Diego, California, and they're our research and development and propagation partners for all our new introductions. So we're really excited to have a quality product come to us so that we can deliver that quality product to you.
What other things are you seeing down the pipe? More fragrance, more hybrid teas, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, so you know what? Today I just booked a ticket to Paris, France, and it'll be my first time that I get to go to Paris. And if you know anything about France, you know fragrance, right? And that's what we're looking for. And we found it. You know, we've just partnered up with, over the last 2 years, with Delbard Roses. So we're really excited about his line of roses. And this is something that is going to be big. We are going to be delivering disease-resistant bush shrub roses that have high center hybrid teas, fragrance, and an assortment of colors. I mean, it is just so exciting. We're also going to be introducing the painter series, like Camille Pissarro and Marisa Trillo. Mm-hmm. This is just something that's absolutely just fun. I mean, they're striped roses that just splash your garden full of color. And we're really excited to partner with Delbard. You know, we're also partnering with Tantau. So I'll also be in Germany this summer visiting their test fields. And Tantau has not only do they have an amazing breeder, but they have this just great collection of super fragrant ground covers and hybrid teas and Floribunda. So we're really excited to be able to offer that sort of range. But that just is the beginning. You know, our research and development goes deep. And, you know, we are importing roses from five continents. You know, the origin comes from five continents. And, you know, we're the best part about this is these breeders are artists, and everybody has their own take on what the rose should be. So we have over 30 breeders in our program, and we get to see all of the variations of their own creations and their version of what they think the rose is. And it gives us a huge diversity of roses to choose from. So, you know, no longer is it just going to be this boring hybrid tea that's just sent out. It's going to be something new and exciting. And we're really excited. Down the pipeline, I'm working in the 2023 right now for introductions. And in the pipeline, we have some stuff that is just going to blow you away.
Well, we love hearing that. Every rose grower that I know loves something different. I mean, really, we are not all the same. And last night we had our Rose Society meeting, and as we talked around the room, it was like everyone, when they talked about their favorite rose, it was so diverse. So you are definitely speaking the language that we want to hear as rose lovers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're working on mini collections. We're working on compact hybrid teas. We're working on painters. Impressionist roses. We're working on, you know, compact florys. We're working on minis. You know, Christoph Travers is one of our breeders, and he sent us this terracotta mini that we looked at the other day, and it's just gorgeous. And so we're really excited. So in the next couple of years, we'll be coming out with a gorgeous mini collection with a variety of colors attached to it and a variety sizes of blooms and singles and doubles. So this is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. But you know, as we look into the year that's coming in, you know, this is really Certified's breakout year. The collection that we have coming out is absolutely to die for, and that is something to speak about. You know, this is something that Certified has taken hold of the gift that has been given to them with all of these breeders and put it into a fantastic collection, and I'm really excited about this year. The sales, I'm really excited about the consumers this year and the diversity of roses that we're offering.
That sounds like some incredible stuff coming down the pike. And you know, I know that you serve on the advisory board for the American Garden Rose Selections. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement there and how that plays into your company's overall strategy for getting roses to the public?
Right. You know, public trials are very important to garden roses. You know, there's always benefits, there's pros and cons to all of these. And we're building up our research and development and our replication blocks so that we can start participating a lot more in these garden trials. Regional roses exist. At the end of the day, that is what exists. And Certified hasn't stepped up and put regional roses out in their catalog yet, because they want to make sure. They don't just want to say, okay, these growers say that this rose works well here, so we're going to stick this in the Southwest, you know, or we're going to stick this in the Northeast. We're going to trial these roses across, you know, a variety of climates, and we really want to specify it. You know, my vision in the future is like the Western Gardener's Handbook. I would love to be able to tell you this is a good rose for zone 13. This is a good rose for zone 11. And, you know, if we ever get there, I don't know, but that's what we're going for. And we really want to, most importantly, deliver accurate information to our customers. So trials like this always help. And, you know, we're 100% support Pat Shanley and her vision with delivering this information so that we can give consumers better information to make decisions.
Absolutely. One of the things that we deal with here, because we're in the Midwest, because we have bad winters, so many roses out of the 80s and 90s, they just didn't make it. And so people gave up. They stopped. People like me, I didn't give up. I didn't stop because I totally love the rose. So now we're doing some makeup work of trying to teach people, oh, there's more. There's more out there. There's new things. There's new things coming. So the regional information is so important to us, so that we can get the information out to people so they can enjoy roses, because so many people around here think,
oh, I can't grow roses here. We're told that all the time, day in and day out, when we talk about roses, is that, oh, you can't grow roses here. So I love to bring people to my garden so I can show them that that is just not true. You can have beautiful roses. You can have beautiful roses that don't need a lot of care.
Absolutely. And Teresa, you know, at the end of the day, you know, certified is striving to take it to the next level. And obviously, I feel like we've done it with our collection that we're introducing this year. But when, with regards to trialing, not only, you know, the public gardens are just one piece to this. It's also the private growers. So Certified is teaming up with a group of private growers that are setting up, for instance, in Tip City, Ohio. You know, we are going to have trials in Tip City, Ohio, so that we know that these roses work there with private professional growers that are going to, we under specific conditions, are going to grow these roses so that we can give it a true, you know, almost a double-blind trial in a sense with in conjunction with the public gardens. So far we've teamed up with 8 specific growers, and, you know, we're also doing private trials through larger growers in Florida and in San Diego. So all of this is going to add to the information and allow us to tell these consumers and really deliver the product to them so that they don't ever cross that path of, oh, I can't grow roses, because the rose that works for them will be available to them.
Good news. Very good news for us. Now, we've talked about all these roses. Let's talk about the specific ones that are going to be released. There's some you sent us pictures of some beautiful roses. Let's talk about those.
I'm so excited. You know, this is coming back. This is on the backbone of Lavender Crush, Raspberry Kiss, Good Day Sunshine, mm-hmm. Miracle on the Hudson. You know, I mean, we have these introductions that are just fantastic, and we've taken it to another level this year. You know, Ring of Fire this year is a unbelievable orange hybrid tea. I mean, it has been winning all over the country with exhibitors, and that's great. We love to hear that, but here's the best part. It's a good garden rose. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic garden rose. It's a rose that you can cut and bring into your house. You know, this is what we are looking for in roses. Disease resistance, it's there. It had a very, very, very tough trial, and it survived. For hybrid tea, the disease resistance is fantastic. And then follow that up with, now we've got peach swirl. You know, peach swirl is this, you know, orange swirled, peach, little yellow striped hybrid tea that you can also cut and put in your vase. It has a nice kind of spicy citrus scent to it. This rose is just going to be absolutely, it's going to be one of those dimension roses. It's going to be able to splash your garden with some color. Gorgeous, gorgeous cupped beginning. And then it just opens out to this wonderful, wonderful shaped, very classic hybrid tea rose. And then Soul Desire, a Floribunda. You know, this Floribunda, nice citrus fragrance. And it just blooms and blooms and blooms and blooms. And it's a yellow. And it's a yellow that's not going to fade significantly on you. We're still working on the non-fade, completely non-fade yellow. Mm-hmm. This one does fit the bill for a yellow that fades very complementary and drops before it goes white. So you will not see white on this rose, especially in the northern regions. You know, but on top of that, Cordis is back. You know, look at the collection that we are offering this year, the Arbor Rose collection. You've got roses like Bajazzo that are going to be in there. I looked at Bajazzo in 2012, and I knew that that was going to be a fantastic short climber. You know, Jasmina, you know, a wonderful, nostalgic, open, fragrant, you know, climber that's just going to be gorgeous. And then we have the Parfuma collection. And the Parfuma collection, you know, I remember looking at Dark Desire, and I was looking at it in Medford, and you put your nose to that thing, and, oh, it is just absolutely fantastic. And some great names, you know, Summer Romance, First Crush. These roses known to be disease resistant came from the amazing Cordis breeding facilities out of Germany, tested in the United States, and these are going to be just fantastic roses for your collection. And it doesn't stop there, guys. We are offering the Colorscape roses again this year, and we are so excited, you know, with Cardinal Colorscape, Lemon Fizz, that's a great yellow. You know, so these roses, any one that you pick is going to work really well, especially where you are, Teresa.
Oh, all the Cordis do very well for me. You know, I've got a garden full of them, and I love them all. Chris and I happened to be at the Biltmore when the Jazzo was at peak. It was absolutely stunning. Everyone there could not take their eyes off of that rose. It was absolutely out of this world.
And I think it won an award while you were down there, too.
Mm-hmm. One or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, something else that you said when you talked about the Colorscape roses, you know, something that I think we're seeing more and more are these, what, you know, 10 or 15 years ago were called specialty roses, are now very widely available in independent garden centers and even the big box stores. We see the Cordis roses in, you know, at like Lowe's and Home Depot locations.
Yeah, you know, we want to give everybody a chance to get a look at this rose. You know, the Independent Garden Center is a great channel. We support the Independent Garden Center, and they're going to be able to have our new introductions into their collections. And the big box stores, you know, are when you're dealing with a guy like me who has a canning facility, we know we're delivering quality product there. We know that if you buy that rose, it's going to work out for you. So I think that, you know, having roses, what we're doing at the end of the day, Chris, is we're growing the pie. For so many years in our industry, people have said, oh, the garden rose industry is shrinking. It's shrinking. It's shrinking. And they always view it as a zero-sum game. It's not a zero-sum game. This pie can grow. And with the collection that we have, with the success that we're going to deliver to the customers, this pie will grow. People are going to buy a Colorscape rose. People are going to buy Miracle on the Hudson. People are going to buy a Parfuma, and they're going to be successful with it. Then they're going to come back and buy 10 more. So the more roses out there, the merrier. Here's the best part, Chris. We're not doing anything wrong. We're only adding to the beauty of the garden. You know, we're not hurting anybody out there. And that's the best part about being in this business, is you are making America a more beautiful place when you plant the rose. And that's what we want to share with everybody.
A rose in every garden.
Absolutely. I can tell you that last weekend we were at a Master Gardener Fair with our Rose Society. And I've had two garden centers come up to me and say, we are getting so many requests for roses. We don't even get roses anymore because we don't know anything about them. Can you come help us? Well, of course, I was saying yes, yes, yes. But the fact that they're being asked for roses, I think the rose buzz has begun. I think people are really getting excited about what they're seeing. So that was great news to me that they're actually being pressured into having more roses.
Yeah, and you know, thanks to the knockout rose, I mean, it really gave us the foundation to jump off of where people could plant it and it was easy care. And, you know, look, spring, summer, fall color. I mean, what else are you asking for here? Mm-hmm. You know, where I am in Phoenix, we prune only once a year and, you know, we're getting 7, 8, 9 flushes. I mean, can you believe that? And in mm-hmm. some cases, like Miracle on the Hudson, I don't even know if Miracle on the Hudson actually has a flush. It just keeps blooming and blooming and blooming and blooming and blooming. It doesn't stop. But these sort of genetics are coming in more and more. So we're seeing buds setting after flush, after the petal finishes. And, you know, so it's really exciting. And the Rose Societies are doing just an absolutely fantastic job being a support unit to people that want to try roses out there. And we can't thank them enough. So we are absolutely grateful to the Rose Societies, and we hope that it continues on and grows as we sell more roses.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this concentration on superior breeding and disease resistance makes the Rosarian's job a lot easier. So kudos for you guys for that focus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great, you know, and I think you're going to see something in the 2018 season and the 2019 season that's sure to knock your socks off. I'm really excited about Pink Miracle, and I'm really excited about the new introduction coming out of Del Bard and the future introductions coming out of Tantau. This is going to be just a decade of extreme fun for everybody involved. Yeah.
That's music to our ears.
Yeah. So before we went on the air, Tyler, you mentioned that you now have a rose garden at your house. Tell us a little bit about that planting experience.
You know, we grow about 5 million rose bushes a year in Arizona. And the Arizona market share actually is larger than any other state in the union. We supply over 65% of the U.S. market for bare root roses. And I've been doing this for years and years and years. And I come home and I don't have any roses in my yard. So, you know, it hurt me, you know. So the first rose I actually planted was Lavender Crush. And talk about, you know, super easy. I had a 20-foot wall. We just rebuilt our house. I had a 20-foot wall, and it was 30, 40, 50 feet long, and it was all white. You know, Arizona sun's coming down on it, and it's just bright. I mean, it's almost like a mirror in sunlight. Mm-hmm. And my wife said, we got to do something about this. So we planted Lavender Crush there, and it covered the wall. I wish you could see the picture right now. Top to bottom, purple bloom, super fragrant. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when you walk by the White Star Jasmine and you get that just breeze of fragrance there. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that, and it's a super fruity fragrance. So I did that, and then I planted the 2019 introductions. So I now have over 60 roses at my house, and it was a great experience because I now had to translate what I've learned in growing roses in the field to growing roses at my house. So I now appreciate having to dig these deep holes and putting in new soil and going out and making sure that the water set right. But at the end of the day, what I've experienced was right now, powdery mildew is crazy in Arizona. The temperature deltas are huge. What I've experienced right now is clean roses. Mm-hmm. I've experienced roses that are self-cleaning. Not only do they just drop clean, but the peduncle drops off. I mean, it's deadheading itself.
Wow.
So I'm just sitting here watching them, looking at them grow. And it came out of the Del Bard collection. And I'm super excited to be able to share that with people. And I can tell you this. I have become the most popular neighbor on my street. So it's really exciting.
Start snipping those blooms and taking them around.
Absolutely.
Get them in their homes. Well, how exciting is all of this? You know, it's true. People are concerned about the environment. So when you can say this is beautiful, this is fragrant, and this is easy care, and it doesn't need a lot of spray or attention, it's a win-win-win. This is what people want to hear, and it sounds like we have so much to look forward to. So good job, Tyler.
You know, just to bring that to another level, I think it's really important to address the soil. You know, a lot of disease comes from compacted soil, and if your roots can't breathe, your plant is not going to do well. It's very important when you're planting a rose, and this is really it. When you're planting your rose, you know, you can get 10 pages of instructions, but it's really simple. Plant your rose in well-drained soil. Water your rose frequently. It likes long waters. You can even overhead irrigate. I mean, the Rose Society is going to kill me for saying that. We overhead irrigate all the time, and it's fantastic. The roses love it, especially in Arizona. Well-drained soil that doesn't compact is going to give you a very successful rose bush. It all starts at the roots.
It sure does. You'll never regret the money that you put in the soil, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tyler, last time you were with us, you talked about the new Miranda Lambert rose. How's that rose doing?
That rose is doing absolutely great. This is going to be the best sold celebrity rose ever. We're really excited about it. Our customers are excited about it. And the independent garden centers are just super, super, super excited about it. You know, the best part about this rose is the color. You get this nice fragrance that comes off of it. You can cut it. You can bring it into the house. But it's this color that really is striking. It's not quite pink. You know, we actually like to call it pistol pink because it's got a little attitude behind it. It gives this kind of like purple, like kind of flair to it. So it's not your typical pink rose. Give you great color dimension in your garden. And, you know, we've trialed this rose. It's very successful. As a matter of fact, I was on the coast of California 3 days ago looking at this rose, and it was clean top to bottom. We were really excited about having this in our selection and continuing to sell it. We're going to have over 150,000 units out in the market. So we're really excited, and the availability should be there for anybody that wants to buy it.
You know, this rose has a purpose too. A percentage of the sales go towards Mutt Nation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the best part is it's what she wants. No money is going to Miranda for this. She said, you know what, we can do something great with this rose, and we can help alleviate homelessness and pets and pet suffering. So part of the royalty is going to go straight to her foundation, and we're really excited to be a part of that and to help support her cause.
Well, Tyler, man, it's been great to talk with you. We're glad you took a few minutes out to tell us about all the exciting new roses that are coming down the pipeline. I don't think I'd ever miss an opportunity to talk with you every year about what's new.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I really appreciate what you guys do for roses, for the rose world. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for having me on your show.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh my gosh, I want to go out and dig something.
I know.
Oh my. Send us a picture of that lavender crush.
I'll text it to you, as a matter of fact.
I'm out here Googling.
Right now.
I'm Googling Delbard right now.
The first time I ever heard about Delbard roses was 5 years ago, and I believe it was Paul Zimmerman, and it just sounded absolutely drippy beautiful. And I thought, I want those in my garden. But I don't hear about them, so I'm so excited that we're going to have them.
I just texted you the picture of Lavender Crush. I'm going to send one more.
Okay.
Bear with me. I just want to hear your reaction when you see this rose, because it's just so fantastic.
Oh my word.
That was taken yesterday. Now hold on, that's just the picture of the bloom. Now you know that you can hide a lot of things with the bloom, but you can't hide the whole plant. So let me show you the whole plant.
Oh my goodness,
isn't that
gorgeous?
Yes.
Now imagine that with Soul Desire planted in the sun.
Oh my word.
Okay, I'm smelling my phone.
You're sending to me and I'm sending it on to Chris so he gets to see them too.
The picture I just sent is a picture before the first flush. So it's all set with buds and it's absolutely ready to go. And it hasn't delivered yet, so it will soon.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm telling you, oh my word. Oh, Chris, are you sitting down?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And
Tyler
then
Francis.
Teresa, I'm going to send you one more, Teresa. I'm sorry. I got to send you this one because.
You know, we had 24 degrees last week. This is my life's blood.
This is it.
Oh my goodness. How many roses do you have on that wall?
Oh, you know, here's the best part. There are only 7 roses there.
Oh my goodness. That's an incredible wall.
Oh, okay. Oh, my word. This is even better.
Yep. There's the next one. Now, I just sent it to you. Now,
smelling salts.
There's flushes coming right behind it. So if you, what we're looking at there is 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5 rose bushes, and I've got 2 more right behind it.
You know, talk about a ton of space taken up.
Are they staked in any way, or they're just growing that tall?
They're going to grow that tall. I have a trellis behind it, and I have been training it. But if you want to, you could actually let it, because it does stand up on its own. So, you know, you could create a beautiful, wonderful thorny security fence that has fragrance, you know.
Now, you mentioned lemon fizz earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Lemon fizz. It's a colorscape rose.
Okay. I've seen that one around here. Someone has it, and it does very well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic single yellow that blooms and blooms and blooms. As a matter of fact, Lemon Fizz and Miracle on the Hudson side by side, oh, that would just be wonderful.
You give me a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I left Costco with several of those roses. And came home, and Tina made me dig up some of her perennials to plant them right in the front of our doorstep.
I'm going to send you guys one more photograph. This came from Lawrence Valdez today, and this is our Miracle on the Hudson in our trial garden, which is, of course, no spray. And I am just excited to hear your reaction when you see this rose. And unfortunately, I've got only Teresa's phone number, but it's on its way now. And this is the best part, guys. I get to do this all day long. So you should see my phone pictures. You know, I have to have a 128-gigabyte phone because I'm taking pictures every day and sending them off to certified, and they're sending me pictures back. And we
I think
just
I have 9,000 online. I've got a grandson and a rose garden.
You know what I'm most impressed with on these pictures is the foliage.
It's just stunning.
Yeah. Lush. It is spotless foliage.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
And you know, here in the Deep South, that's even on the most disease resistant roses, they're not, you know, it's just our black spot pressure is incredible here.
Yeah, you know, and we're really excited. We're going to team up with University of Georgia and start sending roses down there. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Deep South, I mean, that is just a fantastic testing facility down there.
But, you know, I can tell you, we don't put a bit of spray on Golden Gate.
Right.
And right now it's 12 foot tall and loaded with buds. And
we came out with Good Day Sunshine, which is another great rose. But behind Good Day Sunshine, now imagine Golden Celebration, right? That big, you know, yellow bloom with tons of fragrance on a climber.
My goodness.
2020. We got to wait till 2020, but it's there. We've got it.